Sometimes parents use anger to solve problems with their children. They get angry with their kids, and they say to themselves, or they say to others when challenged, well, he's doing the wrong thing, I'm right. And it's to that answer we bring this next parenting solution that I think provides some new insight into the parent-child dynamic.
It's encouraging to think about the child and think about, what are they working on here? How are we doing this? And so sometimes the child is off track and we want to point it out, but we have to be careful how we do that. We say it's not good enough to be right. You also need to be wise. So the interaction we're having with a child has to look at the bigger picture. What is the strategy we're working on here to help the child move forward? And then we have to ask a question. Is it helpful to point out this problem? What's the best way to point out this problem? Wisdom becomes key, not just being right.
You see, we've earlier talked about this idea of issue and process. The issue has to do with the point we're trying to make. The process deals with how we're making it. The same idea that we're teaching children when they're arguing or badgering about the issue and the process, we're trying to teach parents in their parenting strategy. If parents get so focused on the issue that they're attacking the child or shaming the child or yelling at the child, then they've chosen a process that's not effective. When parents do that, they're missing out on some significant strategy in working with their children. Remember, the goal isn't just to unleash on kids. The goal is to think about strategy. How are we going to help that child to change?
Sometimes parents engage in what we call reactive parenting. They see a problem, they jump on it, they call the child to account for their actions, but it may not be the wisest way to respond to them. We also want to take into account relationship and what does the child need from us right now in order to make progress here. So just reacting to a problem is not enough. We need to see it as part of relationship and how are we encouraging this child to change.
The idea of wisdom has to do with skill in life. The wise person has a skill. In the Old Testament, the word wisdom is used many times, but sometimes it's used as wisdom in building the tabernacle. That is, the person had the skill in working with fabric or working with bronze. That skill then, that word skill, was used for the word wisdom to apply to skill in life. The same thing's true of us as parents. We want to be skillful in the way we work with our children. We're not just butchers, just swinging a knife around. What we're doing with our kids is we're being strategic as a laser, working to help them change heart quality. So we must ask the question, what is the best strategy here? How are we going to try to accomplish the goal, not just unleashing on them because we're unhappy with what they're doing?
Partly that means knowing our child, because each child is different. And some are going to respond at times to that firm approach. Others need more relationship. Some need a gentle approach. Some need encouragement to move in a different direction. Some need questions. Some need direction. Our kids are all different. And so knowing how to point out a problem, knowing how to move the child forward, is going to take some wisdom.
You see, there's not just one way to parent. There's lots of good ways to parent, a lot of godly ways to parent. A lot of it's determined by the parent's personality, but also the child's needs. And so we put those things together in order to develop the best strategy. But the goal is to change the child's heart. We pray for a child. When God works in a child's heart, then good things happen. Parents are often the hands and feet that bring about the motivation for that change to take place. We're just looking for ways to connect deeper with the child. That's what we're talking about when we talk about wisdom in this child's life.
And as parents, we need a lot of wisdom. And we need to remember that wisdom comes from the Lord. So praying for our children, praying for ourselves as we parent them, realizing that our first reaction may not be the best way to handle this problem, praying for wisdom so that we can respond to our children in a way that's best.
So the next time you see your child doing something and you're tempted to just unleash with them with some unkind words, you might take a moment and ask yourself, what is the goal here? What am I trying to accomplish? And then ask the question, what's the best way to get there? It's not good enough to be right. We also want to be wise, and wisdom involves strategy. Strategy that often requires that we pull back a little bit, think about it, and develop some tools, some techniques, some approaches that we think would be the best ones in order to reach that child on a deeper level.